This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Vinny.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Let's see what you're looking
at. Just reading the new tag that's there.
Oh.
There's a new tag. There's a new people on board.
Oh, boy, we got a few new people.
Yeah, that's nice.
Rebel this week and now Planet Home.
I like it.
Planet Home? Sounds like it's for me. Oh.
It's an event. Eco-friendly event coming out.
Anyway, so everything's good. I left extra early today, and
of course there was
road work. Zero.
That's all right.
So I drove...
Gave you a little extra time here.
I drove the speed limit.
Uh-huh.
And I used this word carefully. Mm. I literally drove the speed limit.
Oh.
As in, I locked it in at 65 and sat in the slow lane as everyone went past me and thought, this sure is relaxing.
And you I know, right?
Yeah.
It is relaxing.
It is. It can be.
No stress. Hardly moving.
Just stretch out. Do some thinking.
Just enjoy the ride.
Yeah,
it's not a wild ride all of a sudden.
Well, I was just like, wow, I'm 30 minutes early.
Mm.
You
made that time up by going slow.
Extra slow.
Yeah.
Extra slow.
Just got here a few minutes early, had a little extra time here.
Come on, red lights on Embarcadero. I was like, hey, give me a red light.
Oh, my God.
I got one. Mm. Beautiful.
Nice. What are those 3-minute lights?
They are.
That's so great.
So I caught a couple of those.
Oh.
I saw.
And you were still here early. It's crazy.
I could even see as one of the lights was, because they show the seconds.
Yes.
Countdown. Mm-hmm. I could see it was at like 6. I'm like, I think I can get caught in this one. Let me pull off the gas. Yep. Red. Beautiful. Now, if that were any other day, I'd be like, I can get through that thing.
Yeah, of course you can.
So anyway.
Well, it's nice. This is what time you should leave every day, and then you'd be think how relaxed you'd be.
Well, I mean, no, but it is what I've got to deal with.
Yeah.
Just there they were yesterday, surprise, and then they weren't there today, surprise.
Mm-hmm. Did you call the dude?
I emailed, yes.
Oh.
Well, that's
anyway. Great. So what's up with you? Your family's gone, and you ate turkey soup.
How'd you know that?
Because you told us.
And kale.
Because I have a camera in your house.
It's like, God. I didn't know I'd eat my turkey kale soup. I added rice to it. It was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
It was nice. I had a very quiet day yesterday. It took, it takes them forever to take off. You know what's really funny is my family knows me so well. Like, I was like, send lots of pictures, Super jelly that they're going. They're off. Have a little adventure and swim in waterfalls and whatever.
Yay.
I know. So, and they just decided this on Monday that they're going to take off for a couple days this week. So they're getting ready and they're loading the car and everything. And it just takes, so I'm hanging and doing what I can to be helpful.
Are you bothered by this?
I'm not. I'm glad they're, I wish I could go.
Right.
I mean, if I'm bothered, it's that I'm jealous that they went without me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, grinding on it.
But there wasn't a moment, even quietly in your own head, where you're like, how do I stop them from doing
this? No. Oh, my God. Never to stop them. How do I take a couple days off and go? I was like, I think I just had a 2-week vacation. I'm pretty sure I can't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll pretend I caught whatever Bryn has. John was saying, because it sort of hit me by surprise that Bryn was out yesterday. Like, he seemed fine to me on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And John goes, no, he seemed sick to me at the recording session that we had to do. And I do remember John going, what are you, tired? Like, what's going on? And Bryn's like, yeah, I'm all right.
Mm. Well.
Lysol that place down?
Yeah. So I didn't because I'm not going back. It's too hot outside. I can't go outside. Crank the AC. That was the one nice thing with John gone. I'm like, AC on all the way. It was nice. It's just. you know, like my routine is so much. You don't realize how much of your routine you sort of count on your other person for, your person.
Sure.
You know, well, you do for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
You two have been at this together for the whole time.
I know.
So I don't at all. I'm actually like, I've done it solo, and I've tried very hard to keep my crap separate in terms of my morning routine. I just do.
Yeah. No, I notice everything. I'm like, so it's, I guess I got to make my dinner. Oh, I guess I got to do the coffee. Oh, I got to drag the trash out. Hey, I got to drag the trash back in.
And that's the main reason, too, is that you start to depend on, you know, if someone's always lays your breakfast out, you're like, I am used to that now. Yep. And then you get up and go, where's my breakfast?
No, I didn't really leave time for making my own breakfast.
I just lost 5 minutes now. Right. I'm going to be late. So I just don't want to be reliant on that. I can't ask anyone to keep up that routine. You can and you should.
Well, we just have always done it. It's just, you know, we have a good partnership. Like, you don't realize how much of the load you're carrying and how much of the load the other person's carrying until the other person's gone, you're carrying the whole load, and you go, oh. Of course, it's only 2 days. I mean, I suppose things could be worse. But anyway, so I'm like, send lots of pictures. Took them forever to leave.
I'm bathing under a waterfall. What are you doing?
No, they don't. They're not sending me any of that stuff. They're sending me food. That's how much they know me.
Oh,
like they stopped.
What kind of food?
They went to. They were in Chico.
Chico.
And they went to the Sierra Nevada Brewery restaurant, and the food looked amazing. Like Riley got some sausage plate. I'm like, sausage plate? That sounds great. And then my other son got poutine.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I thought that was just like, it sounded so gross. Like, it has like cheese curds and gravy and pickles and
over
French
fries.
Yeah, it's like some Canadian thing. I'm like,
they got sausage and poutine.
Yeah, and then for dinner, they got, you know, regular, I know.
That wasn't dinner?
I thought those were the dinners. I go, oh, what'd you get? He goes, oh, those are just the appetizers. Our dinners haven't come yet. I'm like, oh, my God.
They probably split that off, sir.
Yeah, I guess. So, but he had gotten some kind of chicken something. It looked delicious. I'm like, oh, my God, this looks so good. But it's just so funny because he didn't send me any pictures of the kids or, you know, of the places that they've gone. He's like, hey, look at the food we're eating. I'm like, oh, you know me so well.
When were they due to arrive in Shasta?
Well, I think last night they went to, I think they spent the night in Lassen, and then today they're going to drive up to Shasta, and they're staying somewhere around there. So they're just, you know, it's a kind of a whirlwind thing, considering it's a 5 or 6 hour drive. But anyway, so I made purses all day. And
oh, good.
Was your brother and sister-in-law around?
Yeah.
Oh, so you weren't alone?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, there you go.
Me and Debbie hung out all day. We laugh. We have a good time. Listen to the Beach Boys.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, good thing you like it.
Yeah, I do like it. It was fun. And but they, you know, the thing is they want to eat so late because they're like, oh, so we're thinking we'll go out for dinner tonight, three of us, or you can come to our house, we'll cook something. And I'm already basically in my pajamas because it's so hot out. So I have like a t-shirt and a pair of shorts on and, you know, no bra, no intention of putting anything else back on. I go, well, I'm definitely not going out. I go, what time are you thinking for dinner? She goes, I don't know, around 5:30 or 6. I go, I'm going to cook that soup at 3:30.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat early. And then
I'm going to
get back to purse making.
That's a thing I read yesterday. Actually, there's a diet where people say if you just don't eat after 2 p.m.
Oh.
Which I could do that. I mean, I can't do it because I have
You have a family and they have to eat dinner.
I have to show face at the dinner table.
Well, it's gotten easier for me because now that my kids are pretty independent and they've got, you know, they're always going off doing, like, it's very rarely the four of us at dinner anyway. I think Friday night we're all going to go out together to celebrate John's graduation and Riley's summer internship. I don't know what we're doing. It's just the four of us. I think we're trying to get into Kokari. Or Ding Ding Shame, or, you know, someplace yummy.
Well, you mean trying. Graduation. Your boy will get you in there in 2 seconds.
Sean graduated from high school.
Sean. Yeah. I thought you said John.
Oh, no. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, okay.
We just haven't... It's been a hard summer to connect as a family. Like, it's actually been great because I've really been able to... Like, I changed my dinner time from 5, which was not early enough for me, but was so early for everyone else, to 3:30. I want to eat at 3:30. I'd like to eat before 4, say, every day, because I don't want to go to bed with a big, full belly, you know? And I also don't like the rush around. Like, you sit down, you eat dinner, it's 5:30, 6 o'clock. I've only got like an hour before I go to bed. Then I'm like rushing around, getting all my junk together, and then I got to go to bed. I'm like, I like to just have time, like normal people do. They have like some time after dinner to get things done, or to sit down at your computer, or to, you know, go outside and sit on the, whatever. And I just...
Sounds ridiculous, but I get it.
I know. It does sound ridiculous. And even my brother... So my brother and sister-in-law are like, oh, really? You'd rather eat the soup? I'd rather just eat at 3:30. That's all. Yeah. If you guys can make me dinner at 3:30, I'm totally in. Wah. Poor me. So anyway, I did have a nice day, and I'll be all alone today.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. You've got Debbie.
Yeah.
And your brother.
She has to work. So I'll see her later in the day. And then my brother works too, so he doesn't come home till later. Then he spends all day. He goes to work, and then he comes home and he works on his own little software thing that he's mm-hmm. been trying to develop.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give him that.
That goes big.
So do I, man, because a lot of work going in on that. But anyway, that's what I was up to yesterday. What did you do, Yuzi?
We met John at the Knob Hill for salads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh.
We.
Me and Alden.
Your driver. Is he your regular driver now? Tell the truth.
He is right now because they're doing work around my house. Mm-hmm. The lines in the road reflectors go in all different directions.
Oh.
This morning, I was like, oh my God, look at this road. It's just.
Did you drive?
No,
he drove you.
He drove. But I'm trying to like study the road.
So that if you do drive yourself.
Yeah, that I'll know which is messed up. It's just ridiculous.
The lines,
I'm like to
love
a blind person put these reflectors down. Mm. And so Alden and I were talking this morning. There's two different projects going on right now. Some pavement work. I think they're doing some sewer work
it's
for the
everywhere.
Water treatment. And the lines aren't going to be put in for a couple weeks, I guess. So,
and like, in a couple weeks, it'll be raining, so you're going to need all the men, too.
I'm going to need all
lunch.
The lines.
I love it.
I know, I heard we. I'm like, is it the royal we?
We met John for lunch. We?
Yeah.
So Alden's does my, what my when you're here? Does he just...
He goes back home. He lives in San Mateo.
Oh, so he drives...
So he drops my butt off, you know, about 4:20.
Like yeah.
And then he splits, goes back home, and
so is his main gig... Ubering?
No.
I thought he had like a gig.
He does some part-time work. He's looking for a full-time job. And I wish I could tell you exactly what he does. He's worked for Yahoo. He does some, I think, graphic type stuff. Sorry, Alden. I don't know what you do. But
this was your chance to give him a plug. Get him. Of course, she doesn't really want him to get a gig because then who's going to drive her?
Yeah, he's been so helpful to me. Yeah. I'll just be like, hey, let's go on errands and... Let's stop at the bank.
I don't know how people stay afloat if they don't have a full-time gig or insurance.
Yeah. Well, right? I'm sure he's saved up money over the years.
Let's hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think more likely is that people are just walking a tightrope and fingers crossed.
Yeah.
It does seem to be the way these days.
Well, I mean,
but it's good for you because,
yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, no, I don't want you to. Yeah. I want you to have a driver every day for the rest of your life.
Me too. That is, God, seems
I
like
wish.
The safest
Just
thing.
Just sell your car and use that money for your driver.
Right.
I wish I could.
You could. If
that
you sold your car, you could use all that money just to.
Well, my car's actually a lease.
Oh.
Oh.
My girlfriend. Her mom is...
Maybe we sell one of the other cars.
86 or 87, and she just drove her car into somebody's house.
Wait, who?
My girlfriend.
So your girlfriend's 87?
No, my girlfriend's mom.
Oh, right.
Is 86 or 87. She's very old.
Which is okay, too.
It's old. Yeah, sure. But it's, you know, she's like, I gotta get another car. She just got a $12,000 check for the car that she totaled into someone's house.
Uh-huh.
And my friend said, listen, Mom, why don't you take the $12,000 check that you just got and use that to Uber everywhere you want to. They live in the city. They live in the Castro, actually. They have a beautiful house in the Castro that they've had since, you know, my girlfriend was a little girl. That's where she grew up.
That's great.
I know.
Must be
They told me what the house next door just sold for. And they're like, oh, ours is bigger and has another bathroom. I'm like, oh, my God. Holy crap. That was good for you.
So did the mom agree on it?
No, the mom's like, no, I need to have my car. And, you know, so my friend is trying to talk her mother into.
Yeah. Maybe she could try it for a couple weeks and see how easy and convenient it
right.
is. All the parking. Castro.
I know.
Well, do they have a garage?
I'm sure. Yeah. I don't know. They have a house.
So. Tough parking around there.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
No, it's nothing easy about it. Uh-huh. And you know, and her, the father is still alive, too. I think he's 89. And they just, and is blind.
Mm.
And they get around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been the lady driving them. And it seems like, you know, she's like, something malfunctioned. I'm like, yeah, you thought the, you thought the gas was the brake is what malfunctioned. You stomped down on the gas and
you
drove into a house.
All
I know.
The time.
My grandma did that.
Goodness. Oh, really?
When I was a little kid. Yeah, she drove into their house. She's like, I was standing on the brake. I was standing on it. I'm like, Well, I wasn't. I was just a little girl. But my mom and dad, I heard them talking about it.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear some mess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that guy who rear-ended me, I don't know how long ago that was, a couple months.
Oh, on the board, off the boardwalk there?
On my way to the boardwalk, the insurance company, his insurance company writes me a letter. I got the letter yesterday, and it says, this is just. So they write me and say, we've been trying to get a hold of you for 32 days with no success. We'll assume that you have no intention of making a claim if we haven't heard back from you within 10 days of the date of this letter, which the date is back date. So I'm like, and I've got like a...
We've been trying to get a hold of you, really? In what way have you tried?
So I, of course, get right on the phone.
Yeah.
I leave them a 15-minute voicemail. Then I write an email with full... But I was just like,
did you get your insurance?
Shady. Mm-hmm. Oh, I CC'd my insurance.
Good.
With each of the claims, so they're both going to. Anyway, it was just one of those insurance moments where I just went,
you shady
mofos.
Oh, my God. It
is
incredible.
That's ridiculous. Been trying
We've been
to,
trying
really?
To get
well,
a hold of you.
I wrote, I go, exactly how, because my phone is my phone, and I haven't heard from you, and my email is, and this is the first letter, so where?
Mm. Yeah.
Go ahead, tell me, show me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's your
please?
Send me copies
of that.
Detail the attempts you've made. Oh my God! Doesn't some stuff just make you boil?
Yes,
they only owe me $901 too, so it's not like I'm trying to soak them.
Right,
like just pay me for what it took to fix my van.
Right,
like now.
Right now,
it's already done.
I've paid for
me.
It.
Right.
Oh my God.
God!
Yeah, listen. Don't get me started on insurance companies.
Well. Yeah.
Oh. Some are good.
Mm-hmm. Oh no! Listen,
there's plenty of good ones out there.
Plenty of good ones, and for the most part, you know, if you're on it and you can, they live up to their obligations, but they're looking for ways to not. I'm convinced.
Well, I just told you one.
It's like every time you you know, any medical thing you go through or any claim you make on any kind of insurance. It's just, oh my God, the hoops you got to jump through.
Right.
They've no problem just taking your money, though.
Uh-huh. Hey, I got a text from Alden.
Oh,
good.
He says, visual designer, graphic design, / graphic design.
All right, if you need
Alden
one of those.
Alden Tanaka.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy. He's
I'd hate
very
to
nice
lose
guy.
Him, but he does need a full-time job, right, buddy?
Well, you could Uber, Uzi.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you just turned in your lease, you wouldn't be paying that money every month. You could put that toward your.
Well, I don't think you can
Uber.
Turn in leases, can you?
I have no idea.
I thought the agreement was you have to keep it for the time of the agreement.
That is true, but I've also heard that you can turn it in a little bit early, especially if you're coming up on your miles that your contract said.
Oh.
I think the key is that you're going to be leasing another vehicle.
Right. They're very happy to take it if you.
Yeah.
If you're getting another car.
I think,
we'd love to
most
put you
dealerships,
in another car.
Yeah, would love. They make. A lot more money off leasing.
That's what I hear.
Well, I've heard our old boss, DiNardo, was like, mm-hmm. why are you buying cars? Just lease them. That's what I do. I'm like, yeah, you don't even drive, dude. Of course you can lease them. I'm driving all over the place. Yeah. I'd blow those miles. I'd triple those miles.
That is true.
Right.
I'd quadruple the miles.
Oh, my God.
They put on the...
You do that easily. Right. You do that the first year, quadruple yeah. the miles mm-hmm. that they give you.
So...
Yeah, that's you're in a different situation.
But he's like, yeah, just pull up, give him the car back, and drive away in a new one. Yeah, if you never drive,
work
it works
people.
Great.
Mm-hmm. If you're just assuming, my thought is, I want to pay a car off. I don't want to pay on a car every month.
Mm-hmm.
You pay less on insurance if you own the car. And...
Yeah, I used to feel that way, but these days it's just John owns the car. Yeah,
John handles it.
Uh-huh.
That's the part of the load he carries for you.
Right,
John. There's something up with my car. Got it. I'm on it. Don't worry.
Well, he's always like, well, as soon as I retire, I could drive you to work every day and pick you up every day.
Oh, there you go. When's he retiring?
That's nice.
I don't know.
How old's he?
Maybe another year or so. Maybe a year and a half.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Good
Man,
for him.
We have gotten
about
old.
It almost every day.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet he does.
Yeah.
So he's tapping out at 62.
Is 62 or 63? I forget. Is he 61 or 62 now?
Well, he's your husband.
I forgot.
62 is, like, I think, the first shot you got at it.
Yeah.
Most people will say that's too soon.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if he's got a wife
yeah.
who's going to keep bringing that money home.
Yeah, keep having a job.
Yeah, I keep saying it. Like, let's keep this job as long as they'll keep us.
Uh-huh.
I would love to be doing this when I'm even older.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're still having fun.
Oh, yeah.
And our listeners are so great. Thank you guys so much for listening and
for
having
listening.
Us. Without yes. you, we wouldn't have a
right.
job.
If the listeners stop, then they'll be done with us here, too.
Right.
It's not like they keep us just for old time's sake. Well, they've been here all this time. I mean,
yeah.
you know, we don't want to be the jerks that just got rid of them because no one was listening to them anymore. Anyway, good morning, everyone.
It's Hope Day.
Bryn is out sick for another day. We are going to give Alex, you know, he's got a fair amount. He's going to be the backup person. We're going to see how he does. He gets his first test coming up here in a couple minutes. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to try and do the charts together.
Yeah.
Right.
He and I had a little discussion about
good.
What it is this morning. And I'm like, but don't worry about it too much. Like, if you F up, that's what happens.
That's a learning process.
Right.
For
absolutely.
Sure. It's no big deal.
He'll
and
be better than
not
next
here
time.
To make him nervous.
I know. Oh, my God. Hooman was hovering like a mother hen yesterday.
I mean, it's just, yeah, whatever.
And Hooman's the guy who's like, I'm going to show you how to do that. And then he just does it.
And had him do a couple wrong things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywho, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.